Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechles Yavam ist Perg Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hanideres Hanami Yavama, Bechaye Bawa. Reuven is married to Rachel. Rachel made a neder when Reuven was still alive, asserting herself from ever having any hana from her brother-in-law, from Shimon, from Reuven's brother. And then her husband dies without children. Now she falls to the same brother-in-law for Yivam. So she can't have Yivam because she made a neder. Now, what does this mean, a neder? We'll see more about this in Masechtas Nedarim and in Masechtas Ksubas, but basically a person can asser himself through a neder from having hanah from someone else. Or for that matter, for that person to have any hanah from him. What do we do now? So Dr. Mishnah, we're going to say, Reb Shimon, you have no choice but chalitza. Koyfenoise, we force him shiachlitzla. Because the Yavama made this neder when Reuven was still alive, so we're not going to be chayshader. We have no reason to think that she did this bedavka, so there shouldn't be able to be Yavam. Something must have happened, I don't know, by a chasana, a simcha, she got angry at her husband's brother, he said something, and that's it. She made this neder. So right now, we have no reason to punish her for making this neder. Just the opposite. We force Shimon to do chalitza so she can marry someone else. And says the Batanura, she also collects her ksuba the same way any other Yavama would who has chalitza. But if she does this li'achar misas ba'ala, if she made the neder after her husband died, after Reuven died, she already fell to Shimon for Yivam. And then she goes and says, I make a neder. Can't have any enough from Shimon. So in this case, we can't force him to do chalitza, but mevakshim himeno sheyachlisla. We're going to ask Shimon, we're going to ask the Yavim to please perform chalitza with her. And if he's maskim, and hopefully he will, she gets her ksuba and she can marry anyone she wants. What if he doesn't agree? After all, we're not forcing him. Then she has a problem. Ah, she's going to say, why are you punishing me? We're going to say, look what you did. You bedavka made a neder to asi yourself to the Yavim. Under those circumstances, she has din of a meredes. She rebelled against him. So again, we're going to ask him to give chalitza, then he's going to give the ksuba. He doesn't want to give chalitza, and he says, okay, I'll give chalitza but no ksuba, then at this point it's his choice. Only because she made the neder after she already fell liyiv. Zok the Mishnah, but if you know for a fact, v'im niskavna lekach, she made it very clear. Even when Reuven was alive, I would never want to fall liyivim to Shimon. And therefore she makes the neder. So the purpose of her neder was not to fall liyivim. So the imnes chavna lekach, if this was her kavana, then afilu b'chayi ba'al, even if she made the neder during her husband's lifetime, so we're not going to force him, rather mevakshim imenu sheyachlisla. Again, we're going to request that he does chalitza and pay her ksuba, but we're not going to force him. Okay, chazing over Mishnah Yud Gimel, this woman made a hanah from her Yavama. She said she's not going to have any hanah from her husband's brother, but she did so when her husband was still alive. So she obviously was angry at him, but she never intended to avoid the mitzvah of Yivam. She wasn't thinking her husband will die and she'll fall to Yivam. So we force the Yavim sheyach litzla for chalitza, and he has to pay her ksuba. If she only made the nether after her husband died, then we can only ask him for chalitza and the ksuba. We can't force him. If he says chalitza and no ksuba, then that's what's going to happen. If we know for a fact that even during her husband's lifetime, when she made the neder, it was only to avoid yivam, then although she made the neder when her husband was still alive, it's still going to be we ask him about the chalitza, but we don't force him. By the way, there is an option of a chacham being matur the neder. If a chacham could be matur the neder and say, oh, you didn't chap, shas the neder, that this and this was the case, then she would become mutter to the Yavim.